Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers, in our first daily dose of Quran for this month of Ramadan, we study an ayah from Surah Baqarah, ayah number 127, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the construction of the Kaaba, constructed by Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ. Both of them, Allah says, together, father and son, they constructed the Kaaba. And what did they do after the construction of the Kaaba? And this is the lesson for us. The first lesson that we take away, this Ramadan, both of them made a dua. Such a great deed that they performed. And after performing the dua, what did they say? رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. رَبَّنَا, two great prophets of Allah. And after fulfilling such a great and such an enormous task for the sake and the pleasure of Allah, what are they making dua for? Acceptance. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. We are going to engage in many deeds during this month of Ramadan. 30 days we are going to fast. We are going to stand in Taraweeh Salah. We are going to be engaged in charity. And we are going to be performing innumerable and countless acts of righteousness and piety. But we must make dua for acceptance. We must make dua for acceptance. Every good deed that we perform, make this dua, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Oh Allah, accept it from us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. You are the all-hearing and you are the all-knowledgeable. That's the first point. The second point, Ibrahim alayhi salam makes three du'as here. And notice, after each du'a, he ends it with two attributes of Allah. The first du'a he makes, so he ends it with, إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. The second du'a he makes, إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. At-tawwab ar-rahim. The last dua that he makes, he ends it with, innaka antal aziz al-hakim. What do we learn? Whenever you make dua to Allah, use the attributes of Allah. Use the qualities of Allah. Ask Allah through His rahmah, through His mercy, through His compassion, through His love, through His might, through His power. Ask Allah through the attributes of Allah, and that way Allah Ta'ala will answer with duas. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the understanding.